assist you, please?
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having some trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Are you talking about for HAT Appliance Repair of DC?
The HAT, H-A-T Appliance Repair of DC.
Yes, so I'm working on with another account because I just want to work, you guys work on one account.
Okay.
For the time being, I'm just holding for the payment. So once they resolve the issue with another account, I'm going to give you a call for the payment. But at the same time, they have to work on their different account because it is just, I don't know. I can show you. I have like enough document shown when you guys supposed to be work on only DC accounts, but you guys work on Maryland. I have that like 2-3 times, and couple times I keep saying, hey, you guys only have access to this account. How you guys get into that other account? And still nobody can answer that question. And
do you pay us for two accounts? Is that what you're saying?
No, I only pay for one.
Yeah, because I only see the DC in front of me. That's the only one that I have.
Mm-hmm. I can show you the post for DC. They meant to DC, but they post on Maryland one. And on Maryland location, it say HAT Appliance of DC, but that location is Maryland. So, and at the same time, this is not the first time this has happened before. For 2 months, they didn't work on nothing, but they end up asking me for a payment. And this time, the same thing for a month. I don't see no post or anything, but they end up saying, hey, you got to pay as a pay payment time. So this is a little bit disappointing because I keep clear saying, hey, this is the account you guys working on it. This is only you guys should focus, but or they do it on purpose or they do it by accident. I don't know.
So, Tofik, I want to explain something to you, if I may. I have your account in front of me, and I don't see any issue with this DC one going to another location. Matter of fact, it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us in the DC area, your company has been found on the first page of Google 876 times, and you've
To be honest with you, if it's somebody finding me 800 times, from that, like, how many of them they should call me? Like, at least.
So out of that, there were 58 Google actions, including 37 clicks to call you from the first page and 21 clicks to your website. So I'm thinking that you've received a ton of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware.
No, like, because I feel like I think you guys may be counting the scam call. I'm getting a lot of scam call. On this one.
Those same come from Angie Leads. Those don't come
even
from
before
us.
Before you call, before even you call, the lady called me saying she called him from Bank of America, and that was a scam, and she want to get my information. I don't know if you guys count in that, because 800 is a lot.
We don't count that. All we count is when someone goes to Google and they type in appliance repair, and they see you on the first page. So if they're calling from Bank of America, and if they found your name on a directory, we don't count that. We only count the ones that come through the Google search. But I do want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Now, you do have several months of service credits that they applied to your account, but this last service credit expired on March 21st. That's in the terms of your billing date. Yeah, and you're past due for $149 right now, but come April 21st, it'll reoccur to $298. That will continue to do so. But we can talk more about that when you have more time, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.